This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I want to talk about shyness, confidence, and how performance can change your life. Get ready to get up on stage because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and back when I was young, back in middle school, back in high school, I was a pretty shy kid. Now, I don't really know why. I just always had trouble getting into the conversation and being open and being talkative with people. I was one of those kids that always felt like everyone was out to get them. And I did talk about this in a past episode, but there's something that I did that allowed me to push past that. And it's something that I do to this day. And that is that I started to perform. And here's what I mean by that. In high school, when I realized that this was going to be a problem, I decided to join musical theater. Now, musical theater obviously requires you to get up on stage, requires you to sing in front of an audience, requires you to do X, Y, Z. I even had to do a tap dance at some point. So it forced me out of that shell. It forced me into a place where I could be open with groups of people because it wasn't so scary anymore. And that has done so much for my life. It's done amazing things. I mean, I think now I'm an okay conversationalist. I think that when I meet somebody, I can usually have a pretty good conversation with them. I think that I'm a good listener. I think that I can also be a good talker. But I think all of that comes from this period in my life when I put myself into this situation, because I don't believe that I would be where I am now had I not done that. And so I was thinking about this the other day as I'm putting together a talk for the Tiny Leaps meetup group here in New York City on how to conquer your shyness. And I was thinking about this experience and I realized, you know, performance plays a very big role in all of this. Performance plays a very big role in gaining confidence, in being able to have conversations, in being comfortable in your own skin and realizing that you are enough. It plays a very big role. And I don't necessarily mean getting on stage and being in musical theater. No, I actually think that we are all performing on a day-to-day basis in many different ways. And what I mean by that, for example, this podcast is a performance. I get in front of the microphone, I put everything on the table, I put it out into the world, and I let you critique it. Now, that could be a scary thing, and sometimes, honestly, it is. Sometimes I'm not sure if I should release an episode. But because I put myself into that performance, I'm able to grow as a person. I'm able to feel more confident in myself and in my ability to speak and in my ability to share things with people and not feel so self-conscious about it. And even if you don't have a podcast, I think so many of us perform for our friends and perform on social media and perform in any context, really, that involves other people. I think we're all putting on performances. And that's important because I think that is the thing that allows us to move past our fears and our uncomfortableness with ourselves. So what's my point here? Why is this important? Well, because I think that you should take more opportunities to perform in your life. I think that you should force yourself into more situations where you do need to perform. I think that if you can do that, then having conversations with people, genuinely listening to them and caring what they have to say becomes easy. It becomes second nature. And I think that by making yourself a performer, you also develop this ability to distance yourself from the result. You know, one of the things I had to do with musical theater was play a character. And while I was on stage, Greg Clunas wasn't the one singing and doing tap dances and dancing around. That was the character. And so because there was that distance, my personal ego, my personal emotions were protected. If somebody didn't like it, well, that's how it was written. That is what the character said. That is what the character needed to do. And so I was able to take myself out of that equation, protect my own ego, and deliver a character to the audience. And I think that when you put yourself into performances, when you make yourself get up in front of a crowd and speak or sing or dance or do comedy or whatever it is, I think that you learn how to create that character and how to distance yourself from an end result. And I think that's a very useful skill to have, especially for those of us trying to build businesses or those of us trying to get good at networking or those of us that want to do anything in our lives that requires us to connect with more people. I think that if we were more capable of removing ourselves from the end result, we wouldn't feel so bad about ourselves all the time. I think that we wouldn't hate ourselves as much as many of us do. And I think that we'd be able to start objectively seeing the value in being who we are. So my point with this episode is that in order to change your life, you need to do something different. One of the many things that you can do different is to focus more on connections with people. Now, if that's something that scares you, then I believe performances is the solution to that issue. If connecting with others, if speaking with others, if sharing your story, as I mentioned in yesterday's episode, is something that scares you, then your job is to learn how to create a character, learn how to separate yourself from that result, learn how to find your own value, regardless of how a conversation or a performance goes. And I think that putting yourself into a performance situation forces you to do that in a way that most other things can't. So with that said, I'd love to invite you to join our private Facebook group. You can find it by searching Tiny Leaps on Facebook or just going to www.gregclunas.com and clicking the community tab. In the group, you're going to find a community of other listeners and friends and people that want to get more out of their life. They want to improve themselves and work on their shortcomings. And for many of them, shyness and lack of confidence is a big thing. So by joining the group, you're joining a community that will allow you to push yourself. And there's something powerful about that. So again, you can check it out on Facebook or go to my website, www.gregclunas.com, and click community. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.